Is there room for both spirit and truth? Well, I know it's kind of crazy that we even need to ask this question, but when you look around at the landscape of churches, it seems like most only make room for one or the other, not really and practically for both. But I would argue that the deep desire to pursue solid biblical knowledge and sound doctrine while experiencing the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, it must be at the core of every believer in every church. After all, Jesus himself clearly told us that God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24. So this calling to worship in both spirit and truth, I believe it's both a warning and a mandate from the Lord. Yet again, when we look around, we notice that most churches, I would say the vast majority actually, are choosing one or the other instead of both. The local church either puts its focus on encountering the Holy Spirit, his supernatural gifts, his unique, very present way of ministering in and through the church, or the church turns its attention and its focus on engaging with biblical texts, teaching scripture, and getting into doctrine. But rarely does the local church put an emphasis on both. I'm talking about really making room, intentionally, strategically encouraging and modeling both spirit and truth, doing both. See, spirit and truth, they're not mutually exclusive. Rather, they go together perfectly. God designed it this way. This is how Jesus ministered. Jesus would share truth, and to prove that what he just said was true, he would then do a miracle. The power of God would be released. Like, remember when he was talking to these religious leaders and they heard him say that he had the power to forgive sins? They're like, wait a minute, how can you do that? And he said, well, so that you know I have the power to do this, to forgive, why don't we just do this? Let's release the power of God and, hey, you lame man, why don't you get up and walk? And it happened. You see, then you got the great apostle Paul, the theologian of the New Testament, really. Paul said that he would minister in this way. He'd bring a message, he'd bring the gospel, but he said, my preaching, it wasn't about the wise words and persuasive words, but I brought it with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. That's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. See, sharing the gospel isn't simply logical argument or factual exchange, although the gospel is both logical and it's factual, but the gospel is ultimately also a spiritual encounter with truth. It's a spiritual encounter with Jesus, with the Spirit of the living God, the power of God that saves souls. And I know this crazy, deceived world needs both. This crazy, deceived world needs truth. It needs truth, and so the church needs to be teaching truth. We must be getting equipped in truth. We have to be in our Bibles and clearly teaching truth. And the church must also be sharing this truth then with others, bringing it into our culture. But this lost, crazy, messed up, hurting world also needs to encounter the living, powerful, supernatural God who is able to save them, but also heal them and free them and fill them. You see, it's a both and, spirit and truth. At Evident Life Church, I know that we make every effort to be both and. A church that sees the importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, understands the value of the spiritual gifts like prophecy, tongues, words of knowledge, healings, right? Trusting that God will move in our presence in supernatural ways. We strive to stay in a place of sensitivity and openness to what the Holy Spirit wants to do, making room for times of personal ministry, prayer, testimony, spiritual gifts that build up the body of Christ. But then check this out. At the same time, we also fully embrace, we hold tight to the authority of Scripture. We teach the Bible. We watch our life and our doctrine closely. Much of our teaching, it's line by line. It's expository in nature. You see, it's our intention to allow the powerful truth of God's Word to transform us, to speak directly to us. So So here's the question once again. Is there room for both spirit and truth? I believe God has been clear. Scripture says yes. And so is there room for both spirit and truth in your life? Let's make this personal. Are you willing to go after, invest in both, eagerly desire both, and grow in both, spirit and truth? And of course, you're welcome to join us at Evident Life Church as we continue this pursuit, as we enjoy this both-and journey of spirit and truth while following Jesus, encountering God's presence, belonging to His family, growing in His love, as we bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to our culture. So go be blessed.